Welcome to the game with Glenn Quatermain and Adrian Barrage. Quatt is a veteran footy scribe with hands so small he can only carry 2 pints. And Barra, an Eagles original, Perth Demons diehard, and regular face on Channel 7.
Hello, Adrian Barrage here from 7 News.
He'll tell you about the 1991 Grand Final, except he got dropped after the prelim. We don't promise any fancy sound effects or bells and whistles. It's just two blokes talking football.
And still spewing about that 1991 Grand Final. Barra tells me off air often that the Eagles would have won had he played that game. So
you know, we should have won anyway because we won 11 straight that year. We were the best team. Your blokes weren't the best team. And you know what? We handled it badly. We didn't go on the street parade, you know, so the Victorians hated us. Your guys rolled out all their great stars, Langford and Brereton and Dunstall and Platten, and they all... And we were like the absolute arch enemy out at Waverley, the coldest place in the world.
Give it a break. What a shizen house and joint. It's a wonderful part of the world.
Oh, yeah, why don't they use it anymore? Shocking joint. Fickle. Shocking.
Mate. No transport. That's
anyway,
the problem.
People love the old stories, you know. Our point of difference.
I know.
We're the only blokes who can talk about the old stories.
We are.
Tell me another podcast.
Because we are old.
I know. That's what I mean.
But we're getting there. Not old yet. Don't let the old man in, Barra.
No, that's your messaging. That's my phrase, yep.
You are listening to Quarters and Barra. We are brought to you by Tab Touch. Got the touch. Download the Tab Touch app today. Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Barra, we'll get straight into the tipping. But just before we do, I want to quickly touch on the launches of both Fremantle and West Coast. Frio's last week, West Coast this week. Very different messaging from my point of view. Frio is a bit up and about and look, not predicting a flag this year, but saying this is going to be the decade Frio fans are going to remember the most. West Coast messaging was almost preparing them, the fans, for, look, it's going to be a long year, so be patient with us. I will say I loved Don Pike's bit at the end and Monkey Brennan's bit at the end. I thought it was wonderful. And Monkey's messaging about don't fret because before our great years, we were copping some floggings as well. So
True. They've sort of leaned into nostalgia as well and playing all those vision of the old premierships and Woosha.
It's
and
good
all
vision.
That. Yeah, and a lot of the past players were there, a lot of the guys on my table. So, yeah, I think that was clever. I think it's interesting because we did that press conference, you and I, with Adam Simpson, and that was very telling when I think it was Mark Duffield asked him about this time last year and Nick Natanui. And this time last year at that exact same press conference ahead of their season launch, Simo had said, and I went back and had a look at it, he had said, we think we'll get Nick Natanui back soon. And then there'll be Yo, McGovern and Shuey, you know, we think we can challenge. So they thought they could win the flag at this time last year, okay? And he said, that's very different this year. This year, we're the third youngest side, and so our expectations... And basically, he's saying it's a development year. It's not performance. It's a development year. And I thought Pike and that were very interesting, the way that this line here... To the fans, he said, don't let the results drive your psyche.
It was interesting.
Or your psyche spin. Change your thinking. Let's look for the improvements. Look for the signs that show that we're on the right track. And that's why they focused on all those young blokes. They had all the young blokes up there on the stage, didn't they? So I think they're resetting everybody's narrative and saying, listen, you know, we may not win many games, but we might win a few quarters and the margins will be smaller. And just think of that as improvement and we're moving forward. And Eagles people aren't used to that. They're used to win, win, win. 4 flags, 37 years.
Well, they've been spoiled, so, yeah, you know, time to dig in. Barra, let's get straight into the tipping. We'll start with tonight's game at 4:30 p.m. Carlton, fresh from that magnificent comeback at the Gabba, $1.41 on Tab Touch, playing Richmond, $2.90. Carlton, of course, has lost Sam Docherty. Richmond, 3 big ins.
Mm.
Tom Lynch.
I've heard there's some bloke,
Dustin,
a well-regarded
Martin,
tipster around here, talking about... He thinks that Tigers
and
can
Toby
win.
And Toby Nankervis as well. I have picked the Tigers, and I'm picking them right now, in fact.
Is that right? You're picking them?
I'm not saying...
Mate, if that comes off, you look like a genius.
Well, yeah, I'm a bit worried about it. When you see it in the paper, you think, what am I doing? Look, my rationale is a couple of things. I think Carlton's coming off that really, really big win. And look, they're coming off that big high. Doherty's out. Just with Richmond... the three ins are so big for them, and I know I don't expect them to participate in September. I expect them to be in the very much the bottom half of the ladder.
Yeah, hang on. Before you say about the three big ins, isn't Tom Lynch on managed minutes?
You know, he's going to play. It won't be like half a game. It'll be about 75% of the game. Yeah, so that's still enough.
So he's not there.
If they and
what, Dusty is get. Well, Dusty's great, but he's getting older. Yep. And Nank, I suppose, in the middle makes a difference.
Yeah, it's a courageous tip from me, Barra. I just think early round one, let's get up and
ballsy.
Up and about. What I did like about Richmond, you comprehensively beaten by the Gold Coast, but they were 40-odd points down and came back. I liked the spirit and what I saw from Adam Uze in that third quarter. So it would have been easy for them up there, humid, you know, dewy. Oh, we're not going to win this. We'll turn the toes up. They didn't do that. So I just think there's a little bit of spirit there. Or in fact, a lot of spirit there. I just don't think they've got the stocks to challenge.
Well, they used to pump Carlton every year in this game, didn't they? Every year, Richmond would win this game,
Carlton has lost 9 of the last 11 round one matches against Richmond. Last year, of course, ended in a draw. But it won't be a draw tonight. But I just think...
And so they lift, and it's at the G, and Carlton can be susceptible to getting ahead of themselves. What you're saying is that Carlton hasn't changed. You're saying they're still the same Carlton. If they lose tonight, we're back to what happened there. You know why they still are drinking their own bathwater.
Yeah, it was a great win last week. It really was, and they flipped the switch in the second half. And turnover footy, they played a bit of turnover footy, which hasn't been their game. So lots to like about them.
The only problem they've got is trying to stop, like everybody, those two big forwards. Because Dylan Grimes was diabolical last week, I'm sorry to say. Kaczynski was worse. He got dropped.
He's out, yeah.
After one match, he's out.
Kurnow and Mackay.
He's out the door.
It's going to be the narrative going into every game against Carlton this year, as it should be. How do you stop those two?
I tell you what, I'm starting to warm to that. Maybe, it's no way I'm tipping them, but you'd think that 5 goals for the Blues, but you know that's a bold, courageous decision, Glenn Quartermain.
Thank you, mate. While we're there, Barra, we've got 105 tipsters in our competition right now. Whoa. I'll tell you all about it in a second. Keep registering because there's still time. So thank you to everyone who has signed up so far to the Quarters and Barra tipping competition. If you haven't signed up, you still have until Sunday
midnight
at 11:59 p.m. end of round one to join the competition to be in the running for our giveaway. We're giving away 2 Burley footies from Jim Kidd Sports signed by Ben Cousins. And winners will be announced on the podcast next Tuesday. You will also be in the running to win a share in over $160,000 in prizes. The link to join is in the podcast description on this very podcast. Go to thegame.com.au or download the app now, Barra. Friday night, MCG. Collingwood, $1.53. Sydney Swans, $2.50. Will Collingwood bounce back? There were a lot of holes picked in that side last week by GWS, who admittedly are going to challenge, but Sydney looked really, really good as well. So who are you picking? I'm picking the Pies.
So you think the Pies will bounce back. They're a quality team. You know, they're the premiers. Bit of a hiccup last week. They didn't – I reckon they had a little bit – it felt like they had a little bit of a hangover because – who's their brilliant defender back there who's super, super quick and electric and been training the house down?
Quaynor.
Like, I saw him do a couple of things. I was thinking, that's a bit unusual. He was sort of dropping off his man. I was thinking, you know, they might be having a bit of a getting ahead of themselves here. You know, this is a new season. Maybe, but McFly is such a brilliant coach, isn't he? So you'd think that maybe he could turn them around. We haven't seen the teams yet. Jeremy Howe was held out, wasn't he? So will he come in? And the Swans are still without, as you said, Parker Mills and Taylor Adams.
Did all right last week. You know what? It was at the SCG, which they're going to play well, particularly with Brody Grundy. Of course, Brody coming up against another one of his old teams. Collingwood, keep in mind.
Yeah, how's that? So he's played his two old teams back
to back. First two rounds, they only lost 3 games at the MCG last year, and they averaged 94 points, ranked 3rd in the comp. So they do play that ground well. I just like them. I like them Friday
night.
So
we think the MCG factor...
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah, it will be
4
huge.
4 or 5 goals.
So we're tipping the... I reckon maybe under 2 goals. Just because Brody Grundy, the way he played last week. I mean, you know what they got for him, Melbourne? Like, some steak knives, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
They just let him go.
Well, they did cop a bit of. They had to pay. So Collingwood's still paying $400,000 of his salary.
That's ridiculous.
And he's been to two clubs since he played for Collingwood. It's remarkable.
Mate, if he keeps firing, that's one of the great balls ups, particularly stitching up Max Gawn already in round one.
Oh, just didn't work at Melbourne, did it? Grundy's a ruckman. He's not a forward. That's the problem. And you don't want to put Gawn in the forward line full-time.
You want to get more than pick 46 or whatever they got for
him. Yeah, that's true. You do.
Second rounder.
Yeah, you do. Now, Saturday at the MCG, Barra, a hark back to the old day, the 1980s, they were magnificent. Essendon, $1.74, playing against Hawthorn, $2.10. There'll be some debutants for the Hawks. Debutants as in Nick Watson, the Wizard, will play his first game. Jack Ginnivan comes in, of course, from Collingwood, and Mabby Achol comes in from the Gold Coast. The money is on Essendon, but there has been some for Hawthorn. I'm going to pick the Hawks early. I expect them to finish top end of the bottom four, and I think Essendon won't make the eight. So it's really, this is a really tough game to pick, I reckon, round one. You?
Are you picking your boys?
I am.
Mate, if Essendon loses this game, honestly, where are they going, Brad Scott?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, surely they can beat Hawthorn. I know
it's about the midfield, because if their midfield against Hawthorn, who have holes in defence, so you get on top of the midfield, you're in trouble.
So Sam Mitchell this morning has said that Dylan Moore, because I think they thought he had glandular fever.
He did have some glandular fever, but he's recovered.
He's expected to play.
Yep.
He'll be feeling good. Henry Huthwaite, man, he won't play till later in the season.
Henry Huthwaite's playing.
We'll play early on in the season.
Oh, he's saying he's not playing.
That's
Henry
what Sam's
Huthwaite.
Saying, okay. Yeah. Well, but it is early on in the season, I suppose.
Well, he's had a significant injury, but he's one of the, he's going to be an inside mid. He's a good player.
Will Day, what's going on with him?
He's been in a moon boot since just post-Christmas. So
I was going to tell you what's going on with him.
Oh, okay.
That was a rhetorical thing, because Mitchell's saying, on Will Day, scan next week, at least another month.
Yep.
Okay. Blake Hardwick, definitely see him in the forward line at times, but also spend time down back. Ethan Phillips in the mix for round one. See him earlier. And Jack Scrimshaw, don't see him as a lockdown defender wrapped in his preseason, though. So you got a bit of hope there, but surely...
Lockdown defenders is where they're struggling. And so maybe Sicily's going to have to play that role more often, because he doesn't like to play that role.
The good thing is the Bombers have crapola forwards. I mean... What is it? The bloke that...
Peter Wright. 2 metre Peter.
Yeah, so...
Who's going to match up on him?
Just have a look at how many goals...
They have to put Blake Harbers on him.
Mate, have a look at how many goals he scored last year. Bugger all.
Oh, no, he played, kicked a
Kyle...
Won the best and fairest the year before.
Yeah, I know. Mate, that forward line is their Achilles heel. Who's the bloke that we're betting on?
Well, Kyle Langford.
Kyle Langford. He's their best scorer. After that, it's not the package or any... Some bloke I never heard of.
Well,
their second best goal scorer.
So Peter Wright finished with 16 disposals, 4 marks inside 50 and 6 goals when he last faced the Hawks. That was in round 8, 2022, when he kicked all those goals. So he does.
He's going to have to
Hawthorn.
Kick 6 for him to win.
Yeah.
Zach Merritt's the absolute key.
Jake Stringer?
Yeah, Jake Stringer. Up. The package, that's what I said. He's no, last year, you have a look how many goals he scored, bugger all.
Mm.
Like they're weak. For their forward line is terrible. Zach Merritt, he's the key, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
What's your tagger's name?
Well, McGuinness.
McGuinness. He goes to him. I think
Finn McGuinness.
The cooler. I think the cooler has to go to him.
He does.
Yeah. Darcy Parrish is in doubt, apparently, with a hammy. But if you stop Zach, you stop the Bombers, basically.
So who are you picking?
I'm tipping the Bombers, mate.
Okay,
surely it can't lose that.
Okay. Saturday, 1:35 p.m. Western Standard Time at Engie Stadium, the new name for Giants Stadium. We're going to have to get used to that, Barra. The Giants at $1.06, North Melbourne at $9. If you sniff an upset, that's probably the game to get on at $9. But do you give North Melbourne any chance?
Gee, after I've got the Giants as the premiership favourite, so you wouldn't think so. Back-to-back, at home, looking the goods. North's in the same boat as the Eagles. They'll be looking at Colby and Zane Dersmer and those guys, you know, McKercher and that. Just, wow, these are the kids. These are the future. Let's get excited.
Where's their defence, mate? You've got that GWS forward line that is multi-pronged now.
They're a team of halfback flankers. That's that's not rhyming slang, by the way.
I know.
They are a team of halfback.
Callum
that many
Brown,
halfback flankers?
Callum Brown, Jesse Hogan.
that's funny.
Riccardi. Toby Green's looming, didn't have a big influence last week. They still won comfortably against the reigning premier. pretty hard to stop that forward line. Do you know what? Interesting fact, Barra. The Kangaroos have won all three games against GWS at that ground by an average of 35 points per game. So figure that out.
And Callum Ward's out for 8 weeks.
Yeah,
did his AC.
What a pity.
Did his shoulder.
Just a tackle, nothing in it, just a tackle, but just came down solidly on that. And can't take a trick, Callum Ward, can he?
So maybe the line, mate. Take him at the line, the Roos.
Yeah, I reckon. Mm. What is the line, do you know?
It'd be 40 points.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Okay, so like West Coast. Clearly we're both picking the Giants in that game.
Yep.
Okay, on to Saturday. Now, this is a tricky one, Barrett. Saturday at the Alphabet Stadium. Geelong at home, $1.48. Mm. St Kilda, $2.65, a 4:30 p.m. bounce down. The Cats averaged 114.2 points in wins last year, ranked second in the AFL. They also scored 71 points per game from intercept possessions in wins, ranked number one. St Kilda has lost its last 11 games at GMHBA Stadium, with its last win coming in 1999, Barra, last century. However, we have seen in recent times they are gettable at that stadium.
Just say that again.
St Kilda's lost its last 11 games. Its last win was 1999. when Prince recorded the song.
1999.
Imagine Ross Lyon. I reckon they'd be the Lone Ranger.
Ross. Can we ring up Ross? Listen, I'm going to ring up Ross. Mate, you know the last time you... Because he'd be fired up, wouldn't he? That's his nemesis.
Well,
Ross is coaching during that whole era when they made the finals and played grand finals, and he never even won down there.
No.
Then he's gone away, come back, and they still haven't won.
I wonder with the Geelong St Kilda games in that era...
It's only 11 games, though. It's only 11.
They were both probably at the pointy end. So perhaps they were not playing at the G.
That must be his nemesis team, eh, Geelong. He must be so fired up, Ross. I'll tell you what, this is the one where there might be a boil over.
I agree. You look at Hawkins, you look at Cameron. That's why I picked Geelong to win this game at home. But I tell you what, I am not comfortable at all. I think St Kilda is every chance here.
They reckon Jack Sinclair, I heard Ross is saying Jack Sinclair's not playing. They've also out Dan Butler, Hunter Clark, Douglas Howard, and Windhager. So he hasn't got the cattle, but it doesn't matter with Ross, does it? It's just the mentality of him not having won down there since 1999. I'll tell you what, that's worth $10.
Good luck to Liam Henry too, who West Australian boy who has left Fremantle, makes his debut for St Kilda in this game. We certainly expect him to, so good luck for him. Cats for me, you?
Yeah, Cats.
Saturday, 5:10 p.m. People First Stadium, Barra. This is getting a little bit ridiculous.
Where is that?
It's on the Gold Coast. It's Carrara. Let's call it Carrara.
Why is it People First?
I don't know. That's their new sponsor. Sponsor.
What sort of company is that? What would People First be?
Well, you can Google it while I roll off a few stats. Gold Coast, $1.65. Adelaide, $2.25. Sans Tex Walker. So I expect Adelaide to play finals this year. I expect these are the two teams most tipsters are saying will be vying for a spot in the eight to come in. So it's going to be really interesting. I think you give it to the Gold Coast on the strength of their home game, and I certainly liked what I saw under Damien Hardwick in the opening round, Barra. So I'm going with Gold Coast. They took 18 marks inside 50 in the opening round. Did you know that? Ranked number one out of those eight teams who participated. So they're showing a bit. Third quarter laps, but they're just still getting used to Dimmer Hardwick's game plans. Richmond showed a bit of fight, so it's a pretty good three-quarter effort, I thought.
People First Stadium, the new name in Australian banking that unites Heritage Bank and People's Choice following their merger last year.
There you go. So same sponsor, Heritage Bank, turns into People's First.
Mate, there's a lot of people tipping the crows.
You learn a lot about this podcast, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. Tune in, mate. You just walk away with so much information that you don't need. Look, Adelaide Crows, I mean, I think they're going to have a good year. So there's got to be a silly chance up there.
Tex is a big out.
Big out, you're right. And the Suns had a few hiccups in that game against Richmond. They played Richmond, didn't they? And Richmond stormed back, and you're tipping Richmond, so you should be leaning a little bit towards the Crows.
I just like the home game.
Mm.
I like the home game for Gold Coast.
Who was the
and no Tex?
I think I heard a Suns player say that the first half against Richmond was that the Suns bloke? Yeah, was it the Suns bloke who said there was like a training drill, like it was.
Yeah,
that's right. It was like Hardwick's things he puts on the whiteboard just came to life. Okay, we're going to do this. And it was like, that never happens, that exactly what the coach says is going to happen happens. They reckon the first half, everything he said was going to happen, happened, and it just worked perfectly.
Did you ever have a coach just get the eraser out at halftime and just scrub the whiteboard clean and say, that's not working, let's go to plan
yeah.
B?
Well, Mal Brown used to throw the forwards into the back line, and the back line in the...
Well, that was the old... That was Sheeds pretty regular back
Sheeds
in the
used
day.
To do that too.
He did.
Just spin the dial and just see what happens. So that's a bit... For Suns bloke is... enunciating that the first half was like a training drill. That worries me. You know, are they getting ahead of themselves? But I'm still tipping the Gold Coast, but only by 3 points.
Oh, a thriller.
Three. We've got a thriller on the Gold Coast. Thriller, what is it? People's Choice.
People's Choice. People first.
People first day.
That's it. I reckon we'll get there by about round 20.
You want to be on the ABC. What do they call it? Carrara, do they? Because you know how they can't use sponsorship names.
Yes.
So they still call it Carrara.
Well, I do a bit of ABC radio, and it's hard to get your head around that one, but I'm getting there.
What do you call Optus? Perth Stadium, do you?
Yeah, I call it Optus, but yeah.
Well, you're not allowed to on the ABC, eh?
Well, occasionally one
slips out, does it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Sunday, MCG, Barra, intrigued by this game. Melbourne, $1.62. Disappointing in round one with those forward line woes against the Western Bulldogs, $2.30. Western Bulldogs have been suspiciously quiet in the off-season.
Mm.
Luke Beveridge has been suspiciously quiet in the off-season. A lot of talk around Jamara Ugalhagen, out of contract end of the year or a free agent at the end of the year. Some clubs are into him. I have jumped off the Dogs. I've been on them for about 4 or 5 years to win the flag, and I just think that their time has come and gone with this group.
Yeah.
And you know my thoughts on Melbourne. A lot went wrong for them in round one. It was really dewy at the SCG. Sydney beat them in the contest. That won't happen this week. They'll be up for the contest.
Their forward line worries me.
It does. That's the one issue with Melbourne.
You know, in their big forwards last week, I think they kicked one goal between them.
Yep.
And that was our man from Perth. He did that kick off the ground, you know, when he was on his back or something. That was the only goal that their key forwards kicked for the Demons.
They do like the G, Melbourne. They averaged 92 points there last season, which was ranked second in the competition. They do like their home ground. The Bulldogs have won just two of their last six matches at that venue, and they went down by 50 points in the corresponding clash last year to Melbourne. Again, I'm nervous, but I'm going for the Ds.
Saint Nick Caulfield is likely to make his senior match debut for the Bulldogs. James Harms will also make his Bulldogs debut. So that's good. That's a couple of handy guys.
Against his old team.
Jack Bowie. It's Bowie, isn't it? Bowie. Jake Bowie. Broke his collarbone in round one. He's out. And Riley Sanders, mate. Him and Harley Reid. And who's the North bloke? Wardle. Is it Wardle? For the Rising Star?
Yeah, Wardlaw.
Wardlaw. Reid or Sanders? Who you got for the Rising Star?
Wardlaw,
dear.
Mm.
That Riley Sanders.
So this game,
he looks good.
As we saw in the Melbourne Sydney game in opening round, Gawn and Grundy, it was significant contributing factor towards the victory for Sydney. Could come down to Gawn v Tim English in this game. Tim English grabbed 46 intercept marks last season, the most by any ruckman in the AFL, was All Australian. Love him as a footballer.
Yep.
And absolutely the Eagles should go after him, by the way, if there's any hope. Well, they're sniffing around.
Yeah. Demons by 9 for
Follow
me.
The money, Barra.
I'm going with your premiership tip.
Oh.
Demons by 9.
Okay. The two local teams on Sunday at 3:50 p.m. Barra. Actually, we should start with the other game on Sunday, the earlier game, which is at Adelaide Oval at 1 p.m. Port Adelaide, $1.06 according to Shorty's stats, and West Coast Eagles $9.50 and sliding out. What do you think? What's a good result for West Coast?
I mean, 30, 40 points.
So are we going to see? Let's talk about it. Harley Reid debuts.
Yeah.
The teams are out later. The extended team.
So that'll be the distractor. We'll be able to sort of be distracted.
So he's been very coy on it, Adam Simpson. I guess it's a bit of protection for him. But I can't see a better situation to debut him than away from home in Adelaide.
He's a living
where the hype's just down a little bit.
A living certainty.
He's a living certainty,
isn't he?
So he plays, spends time, probably starts at the opening bounce, spends time in the midfield, and then, you know, goes to half back, maybe swings into the forward line at times. Interesting, my question to Adam Simpson this week about Harley being roughed up by Adelaide, and I thought he responded really well. Didn't want to buy into that, did he?
No, did you expect him to say, yeah, no, I think he'll get roughed
no,
up?
No, I didn't expect him to say that. But I
and
thought,
we need to protect him, and there might be a melee.
Well, they're going to get into him. Teams will get into him this year. But if you
That's when you need Woosha to warn them.
Yeah,
you touch that guy, and I'll break your legs.
But if you have six or seven cracks and the kid just keeps racking them up, then you're just not going to – you're going to go to plan B.
You know, Woosha used to verbally threaten people.
Yes, I know.
And you know what? I was a bit shocked when I started playing footy. A bloke threatened me. So you go near the ball, I'll knock you out. Mm-hmm. This is the Bulldogs guy. It was like our actual first ever game for the West Coast Eagles. We played the Bulldogs at the Witten Oval, what it was called back then. Footscray.
Yep.
The Western Oval, what it was called.
It was,
and
yes.
Some nufty, well, he wasn't, no, he was, anyway, he said, if you go near the ball, I'll knock you out. I said, are you freaking kidding me, mate? I'll smash you. Like, because, but that was.
Standard practice.
They tried
who was
it on.
It? Do you
they tried
who it
on.
Was?
I can't remember who it was. He had a mullet, though. So did I, by the way.
Steve this, McPherson?
Super.
Yeah.
No, Super was, he was classy, Super.
He was.
No, it was one of the battlers that.
Anyway. So Wallace Senior?
And we won, mate.
Did you?
Yes.
What was it inclement weather?
No, it was inclement. Oh, it was definitely inclement. And it was
tough
muddy
out there at the Western
and
Oval,
smelly.
Mate.
Smelly. And I think that's when they turned off the hot water and we didn't have showers. Mm. Anyway, all that stuff. People love that stuff. Hey, but back to this game. So Shorty's coming up, isn't he? So he will tell us that it's $1.05 they've drifted to, $1.05. Mm-hmm. There's absolutely no money for the West Coast Eagles. At all.
I like Port and their defensive additions, Radaglia, Zirk Thatcher. You know, they've addressed an area of concern for them. I've got them every bit of top four. And
you got them top four, have you?
Yeah.
Robbo gave me that stat about the tipping. He's very good, Robbo.
Hey, any chance Oscar doesn't play? I mean, I expect him. He's had some gastro this week, had to leave halfway through the launch.
Yeah, that was strange. Must have been
well,
bad.
Well, not
eh?
Really. When you've got gastro, mate, you know what it's like. Very unpleasant.
Don't you just go to the toilet and you're sweet for a while?
Yeah, but you can't just sit at the Crown Ballroom and you've got to go home and rest.
Right, okay.
Particularly when you're the captain and most important player in the forward line, probably the team.
Is that a metaphor for the season?
Well, let's
captain
hope not.
Has to leave
let's
the
hope not. But
and
look,
go in the toilet.
The thing is, you normally get over a gastro in 24, 48 hours, but when it's a really bad one, you know, it can linger for a week, 10 days. So let's hope he gets over it quickly because he was, let's be honest, one of the shining lights in a pretty average year last year, Barra.
No doubt.
To kick as many goals as he did and was in the extended All-Australian squad, I think, that's a pretty good effort when you consider the delivery into that forward line.
I'm excited to see if they can beat the spread. That's what I'm going for. So it'll be, 45 points or 47 or 48 or something. So can they beat that?
If they beat that, that's a good effort. I reckon in Adelaide against...
How the mighty have fallen. If they win, lose by less than 48, that's pretty good.
Hey, don't forget Porter coming off straight sets exit from the finals for the second year in a row. So they got a bit to prove. On to Sunday, 3:50 p.m. at Optus Stadium, Barrett. The last, but not the least, Fremantle, $2.60. Do they make the eight against Brisbane, $1.50 coming off that pretty average loss? For me, I'm intrigued by selection here, Barra. Do the Dockers bring in Reedy as a second ruckman or do they bring in Tabana as another forward?
Because, neither.
Because as we know, Darcy out, Jackson has to ruck.
Mm.
I'm a bit concerned.
Has Voss nudged ahead?
Comes in.
Is he nudged ahead of Tabana?
So you wouldn't play a second ruck?
Well, you've got Josh Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
He was the fullback, wasn't he? You know, I was thinking they'd go the other way maybe. So there's training this afternoon, isn't there? They're going to train when they play. So the training's at bloody 4 o'clock today. Can you believe you're going down there?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, so you and me are down there going, what are we doing here? But not in just in terms of it's very unusual for the teams to train that late. And I think they've got to check out Brennan Cox, obviously, and they've got to check out Fredericks.
They're talking Brennan Cox. I'd be really surprised, Barra. It's just only on the fact, if you're right, you're right. But I just think it was only a couple of weeks ago he's kicking the footy for the first time off that stress fracture. Oscar McDonald's been a pretty good backup. So I'm just thinking, do you err on the side of caution?
And Oscar's 196. He could back up Ruck.
He could.
As well.
Yeah.
But I'm even thinking that I've heard they've been looking at Josh Draper. Do you know Josh Draper, the Peel kid?
Yeah.
Mate, he played in the preseason. He's 197. Like, if that would probably be if Cox plays because they need a backup in case he goes over.
I think it's Reedy or Voss-Tabana. But I'm just, what I would do, I'd have a second rap because I'm concerned you're putting too much on Jackson. You've got to protect Jackson. You can't have him exposed. As, I know they did play well under him in the ruck at the, towards the end of last year, but I just reckon you want to, he's a forward slash ruckman.
It is fascinating.
Not the other way around.
Jai, who plays beside Jai Amos? Obviously, Tracy's there, but when, or then so Jackson comes down, Tracy goes into the ruck. Maybe
yeah,
that's the way they do it.
Could be.
But they look a bit skinny in that area. The stadium has replaced 6,000 square metres of turf. 6,000. Can they come round to my place and just flick a bit of turf onto my front yard?
I must ring Mike McKenna. I've got a few patches on my backyard.
They must have some left. Back up the truck. Where's your joint? Dianella. Peppermint Grove. Were you Peppermint Grove?
Oh, please.
Okay, so Peppermint Grove,
Battler.
Quarters Place.
I'm just a Bedford battler, mate. Just a Bedford battler.
Bedford battler. Yeah. Bedford's not battling.
Oh,
mate, Bedford.
Oh,
you're kidding. Have you seen the prices gone up there? Mate, you're flying. Bedford, well done, mate.
Anything,
so 6,000 square
flying,
metres.
Mate.
Now, this time last year, this time last year, you and I were sitting here, I recall, and we were going, oh, my God, what's going to happen at Optus this weekend? Ed Sheeran concert, which we went to. I went to. Did you go to it?
I didn't go.
Mate, it was a good concert. That was one of the best I've ever seen.
Really?
How come you never go to these things?
I do. I was at Pink.
Oh, you did go to Pink, did you? Is that a freebie?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not going.
Nah.
Is that for the missus?
No,
you did the writing.
By the way, she's magnificent.
Did you listen to the podcast?
I don't have any of her songs on the playlist, but she is very, very good.
Did she fly or did you miss the fly?
No, because it was, well, mate.
Too wet.
No. About four-fifths through it, it starts to get really windy, and then I see forked lightning behind the stage, and I'm thinking, please don't get up there and fly around because I just wasn't going to go well.
First night they did it, the second night they didn't.
No way.
Mate, how does she sing and fly? It's quite remarkable.
Very, very talented.
Anyway, back to Ed Sheeran. So we were thinking, how bad's this? This is not going to be ready for round one. And they did it. And Mike said that they've got extra time this year, even though Two Pink and the wrestling, 6,000 square metres replaced, will be sweet.
Well, every time this story comes up, he says, we're very good at this, and he's right. They are very good at it.
Shorty's Tips.
And we're joined by David Short, as we are at this time every week. Shorty, how are you going?
Going beautifully. Thanks, Quarters Barra. Great to be with you guys.
And a bit of money on GWS.
Yes, they've been really popular, and I think accordingly so. They were excellent last week against the Pies. They've been 108 into 106 and smashed to win really heavily this contest. That lines out to 48.5, so expect them to win and win well.
And now, anything for the Eagles at all?
No, not a cracker. They're on the drift. They're coolers. They're 9 out to 9.50, and their opponent, Port, have been really well back to win this contest by a big margin. That lines out to 48.5 as well. So good money for Port to smack up on West Coast this weekend.
So most are saying more than 46 points or 48 points. I've heard that Port are, what was it? What are they at? $1.05 for the game or something?
Indeed, yeah. And that takes a fair bit of money to sort of trim them up. They're in a stack of multis this weekend.
Nobody thinks the Eagles got any chance. So, mate, it's almost worth having some money on the $9.50 just on that.
Well, there are upsets in sport, Barry. We've seen plenty of them on the way through. I wouldn't be throwing the kitchen sink at it, but you wouldn't have to have too much on to get a result if you think that the Eagles can get that boil over result this weekend.
Or beat the line at least.
There are upsets in sport, Barry, but I don't reckon in round one. I reckon about round 20. But,
yeah, true.
Who's your hot punt this week, Shorty?
Hot punt, I'm really keen on the Blues to get the job done. I think the Giants will win by 16 or more, and I'm pretty confident that Port at home will win by 40 or more, just looking at average margins of what the Coasters were losing by last year. So that's $2.55. Pretty confident the Blues to win, Giants by 16 or more, and Port to win by 40 plus.
And the punters like my boys, the Hawks.
Yeah, they do. And this is a little surprising to me. I thought Essendon would be getting the job done, but they've drifted from 157 out to 174, and the money for the Mustard Pots is solid here, 240 into $2.10.
But they're not favourites, so just remember that, Quarters. They're not favourites to win the game.
On paper, they're not.
Players to watch. We're looking at Kyle Langford, for first goal of the match.
This is a really interesting one, Barra. So I like a bet on the first goal for each game, and I did the stats on last season, as I do each year. Kyle Langford wouldn't have been a player that stood out, but he kicked the first goal of the match on 5 separate occasions last year. Average price was around $12 to $16. So anybody that's followed him for the whole season last year has made a packet. He's a little trimmer in the market this time round, around $9, but I'll be following him right through because clearly Essendon look for him early in the games, as well as kicking five. He actually was the first shot on goal on another two or three separate occasions through the year. So the trend is your friend when it comes to having a punt, and Essendon clearly look for him early on in games. I'll have something on him at the $9 to kick the first goal of the game against the Hawks this weekend.
The trend is your friend, and you are our friend. Thanks very much, Shorty. We look forward to seeing you this time next week.
Good on you, Quarters Barra. Good luck, punters.
Barra, now it's time for this.
Saddle up your camel. It's time for the Thirsty Camel Mailbag.
Thank you to our long-time sponsor, Thirsty Camel. Here's a special. Try the new Carlton Dry 3.5% block for $52.99 with a free stubby holder. While stocks last, Barra, we have a $50 gift voucher to give away. Get your questions in to Quarters and Barra at wanews.com.au for next week. They're starting to come in. This one from Ash from Applecross. G'day, Barra and Quarters. With all the controversy over the MRO grading classification, which takes into account whether or not the conduct of the offending player was careless or intentional, why not just remove that grading and just run with impact? Severe, high, medium, low, and contact high groin or body. I think in this day and age, with the current concussion issues the AFL is facing, I think it's irrelevant whether or not the conduct of the offending player was careless or intentional. If they choose to either bump or strike the opposition, they should face the consequences of the outcome of the bump strike, not whether or not they accidentally hit the player high. I think it'll also make the MRO outcome easy for the punters to understand and accept. What are your thoughts? Cheers, boys. The only thing there, Barry, is you get the absolute intentional ones like the old Barry Hall, Brent Staker, which are clearly, you know. But he raises a really good point.
He does raise a good point, and that's going to be, I mean, that issue is just going to keep running, isn't it? Concussion is the hottest issue in sport.
I see Laura Kane, head of football at the AFL, was asked again about it and said, stop asking about last year. This is a new narrative. There's new. The media's jumped on. Well, we jumped on a long time ago, frankly, but everyone is now looking at it through a different prism. And I agree with that. It was a good answer. So this is a different world now, Barra.
And they're saying to her as well, you need to change your drug code as well. You need to be more transparent. You need to sort of come out and say, yes, so-and-so did this, because it's so common nowadays. But I don't know if they're going to do that either.
Mm. That's a good email. Saxon, a West Coast believer, writes, hello, Quarters, and leader of the Ben Cousins fan club. Well, we're all in the Ben Cousins fan club. We love him. With on opening round being very mixed, I have thought of the best way to fix it. Keep all the rugby states games the same and attempt to form rivalries and get large attendances away from Vic, keeping the games in primetime TV spots. Next, get the other Vic clubs to play against each other. In my opinion, give North St Kilda and Western Bulldogs the home games as they struggle the most and play two on the Monday public holiday. Finally, give Frio a late Friday night home game after the Brisbane game against the Crows and have Port play at home against West Coast. Wondering on your feedback and any tweaks you would make. Well, my answer is pretty simple. I don't mind opening round, but let's just call it round one. I don't mind going to the northern states, but I think it has to be a full fixture.
Full fixture.
It feels like this round is a little bit flat. I might feel bit different.
At 4:30, I reckon you'll be changed.
I might.
Particularly tipping the Tigers.
But I just think it's diluted it a little bit. And I think if you have a full opening round, I think and then you'd but get you know, a bit more excited.
It's really, I know what you're saying as well, but it's the Victorians who are blowing up, really, because they don't get the first fixture in at the MCG on a Thursday night, do they? Mm. So they're the ones that felt like they were missing
Why
out.
Why does the opening fixture have to be at the MCG on a Thursday night?
I know, exactly. Good point. Very good point.
So it should be shuffled around.
Yes, very good, mate. Yeah. No, they won't.
But if you're doing the opening round, if you're going to stick with this concept, you're going to have to stick with the Northern States opening.
Yep.
But then you can shuffle it through the weekend, have a really long weekend. You know my thoughts, Thursday to Monday. I love Thursday to Monday.
More the merrier.
Monday night football, I love it. High Quarters and Barra, this year is a significant milestone for Fremantle, celebrating its 30th year anniversary. This season, should they play in a commemorative home jumper celebrating their achievements so far? I see where this is going. The merchandising department sees this as a significant moment for the club because they are trying to flog stuff to its members and supporters. I know nothing. That's Schultz from Lehman.
I know nothing.
Well, it is their 30th anniversary. They're trying a few different things, but let's hope they can celebrate it by climbing back into the eight. And you never know, Barra, some silverware in the not too distant
future. I saw some Victorian did the top 50 people in football, and Simon Garlick wasn't mentioned. Don Pike was mentioned, and a couple of other surprises. But Simon Garlick, he's extremely influential.
That was a Herald Sun top 50, and it has to be Melbourne Century,
but
because
Don
that's
was
their
in
audience.
The Don was in there.
Yeah, that's fair. I think he's...
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not fair. I'm saying Simon wasn't.
Did you see the wording on the Don Pike's saying he is a future AFL CEO?
So is Simon, by the way.
Interesting guy. Yeah, well...
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, has been in the chop-up there in the past, some would say. Barra, who's your winner for this week?
That first one was very good.
It was, but we also had Alan.
The guy with the 20-minute drive
yes,
in his
he was
driveway?
From the, that was him, yes.
Yeah, he was pretty good too.
So is it Alan or is
up
it...
Up to you, my friend. They're both brilliant.
I'm going to go just for the... I love Ashley's email. I'm going to go with Alan just for this week. So please send your details in to quarters@wanews.com.au and we will get a $50 gift voucher from Thirsty Camel to you. You can buy whatever product you like, by the way, with that gift voucher. Please keep the email coming. You have been listening to Quarters and Barra. Good luck with your round one tips. We are brought to you by Tab Touch. Got the touch? Download the Tab Touch app today. Chances are you are about to lose. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Good luck with your tips for this week, Barra. Good luck with yours, and we will talk to you on Tuesday.